Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. Listen to that song. I'm going to tell you the title of it in a second. You'll get a kick out of it. It's called Time is Tight. Isn't that fit? Welcome back. 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having more fun than the law allows. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And boy, howdy, are we having fun with our good friend, Keita Spak. Keita with a K. Spak is S-Z-P-A-K. Put a .com on the end of that, and they can find you online, right, Keita?
That's right.
And all of her books, including The Simple Life, and we turn to Keita when we want to get some order in our lives, gain and maintain some balance. And we're talking about reinvention right now. Nothing will balance you from being unbalanced quicker, or at least more permanently, more effectively than the concept of reinvention. And that's what's on your mind today, Keita. We talked earlier about the pandemic that's thrust reinvention on every single one of us on some level. We talked about the fact that you have to accept it if it's real, if it's in front of you. You know, denial is not a river that you can cross with this. What else do you want to tell us about reinvention?
Well, the thing is, in terms of reinvention, there's also a personal and a professional side to reinvention. And I think this whole situation where we are in this together, you can't help but be affected both professionally and personally. And that's the thing, Jim. I don't think you can separate those two aspects anymore because this is so big. And because we are in what I call a holistic time of our lives where we're trying to move together and figure it out together, the idea of saying, well, I've got my business from 9 to 5 and then I go home and I have a personal life.
That's not an option for small businesses.
That's not an option. Our older generations had these compartmentalized, whereby they could go to work, they come home, and then they had their so-called family life. And I venture to say that in our reinvention, we are becoming more whole in the sense that what we think about at home, we're going to be thinking about at work, and vice versa. And the two, whether they're values, principles, how to do something, who we think of ourselves as a person, striving for excellence, as you said, or fulfilling purpose, that's happening at work and that's happening at home.
Well, and as I've said many times on the show, Keita, and I said this because this is the life I live and have come to know, our lives as business owners, our lives and our businesses, weave a very fine seam between the two. There's very little demarcation for business owners. And so they're nodding. Our audience is nodding their head out there to everything you just said. A couple other things I was thinking about with regard to reinvention is we talked about acceptance, but also desire. You know, my desire, whenever I have reinvented myself the number of times, whether I was doing it on my own or it was being thrust upon me, my desire was to survive and thrive. My desire was to be on the other side of this successful. And I think that's an important motivator in reinvention. What do you think?
I think so, because reinvention, somebody can tell you, and I've been with people where you suggest, you advise, you encourage, you cajole, you get angry, you do all those kinds of things to have them move from what is a state of imbalance to balance. But, long story short, it's up to the individual to make the decision. They have free will, and then to use self-discipline to move into the next phase, to make the change.
Yep.
That's what's really, really crucial, more than anything else, perhaps.
Well, there's no question. Who was it said? Someone said, if it is to be, it is up to me. And that's the truth. Another word that I was thinking about is devotion. And that might sound like an odd word for reinvention, but whatever you decide, however you decide to reinvent yourself, if you're not devoted to it, then you're not on the wrong trail. You're on the wrong journey. What do you think?
Yes, devotion. You can perhaps use a word like determination, but there is a value or a principle that's been established within yourself that then pushes you forward.
Mm-hmm.
If you're moving to something without having a sense of value or principle behind whatever you're doing, then that will likely be very short term. It's like getting a gym membership and then, you know, within the month you've stopped going,
mm-hmm.
because that value or principle or belief in self is not there. So,
well, and I'm glad you brought up self. I'm glad you brought up self, because the core, the nucleus, the quark of reinvention is belief in yourself. Well, last thoughts, what do you think?
Yeah, the self-confidence, because even to move, to change anywhere or anything requires a form of self-confidence. There has to be that inner mm-hmm. strength that says, I can do this.
And even if you don't feel like you've got confidence, you still have to believe. Hey, Kita, I need to wrap it up. What a great conversation. We can always count on you to help us get centered and gain some balance in our lives. KitaSpock.com, is that right?
That's correct, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kita. You're the best. Kita Spock, folks. Kita with a K, S-Z-P-A-K, KitaSpock.com. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.